gotta quit drinking.
Champ realizes that his booty texting was a bad move. So it's time to venture into uncharted territory by making an actual phone call. Of course, Sarah doesn't answer. Because no one answers their goddamn phones anymore.
Oh my god, what do I do?
Message. Bye.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
You've got to be crap on my ball.
Cactus.
This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello everyone, this is Roy, and you're listening to the Snow Plow Show. Today is Wednesday, March 4th, 2015, and today's show is sponsored by Chris Sharkey. I'm not even rolling the dice today, I'm just picking a name that has never been a sponsor before, I don't think. So thank you, Chris, for sponsoring today's show. Today we're going to start out with a list of GameStop customer numbers I have here. Each one of these people has pre-ordered a game. So I'm going to call them and attempt to talk to them about their pre-orders.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Coleman?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, it's Bob from GameStop.
Yeah.
And, you know, you pre-ordered this Mortal Kombat for your PS4?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and I just needed to let you know, we're also going to attach a walkthrough guide, like a book.
Okay.
But it's gonna cost an extra $30.
I was going to put like $45 on it.
Yeah, well, you only put $5 on it so far.
I know. I was going like this weekend to go put $45 on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we're gonna attach a book. It's a walkthrough guide book, so you have to pay an extra $30.
Okay.
In addition to the video game price.
Okay.
Okay.
Will all this come off the remaining balance, though?
No, you'll have to pay for the book. You have to pay for the book. We're not just giving it to you, but we're just...
Okay.
We're going to put it on your pre-order. So you're going to have to pay... Basically, you're going to have to pay double for Mortal Kombat. But you get a cool walkthrough book, so it's worth it.
All right.
Okay, so you're okay with that?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Also, when you come in to, you're going to come in this weekend and put another $40 on it?
Yeah.
When you come in, I'm going to be here all weekend. When you come in, I will probably kick you in the balls.
The what?
I'm going to kick you in the balls. Like, right as you pay, as you're handing me the money, I'm going to kick you in the balls. That's what's going to happen.
I get to hit you back.
No. If you hit me back, I'm going to have you arrested and thrown out of the store. Can't hit employees, motherfucker. Okay. All right. So yeah, that's all I needed to let you know. You're paying double, and I'm going to kick you in the balls.
All right.
Well, thank you. Have a nice day. See you this weekend for your ball kicking. All right, I think I am slowly learning that people that order video games are untrollable. Hopefully this guy will be older and more angry, less high.
Hello.
Hello, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bob from the GameStop.
It's who?
Bob from the GameStop.
From GameStop?
Yeah, didn't you order a Mortal Kombat pre-order?
Yeah.
You put down the $5.35 on it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I just needed to let you know, we're going to We're going to charge you extra for a walkthrough guide for Mortal Kombat. It's like a book that'll help you beat the game.
Oh, I'm not going to need a book.
Oh, no, you're getting the book. You have to have the book. The book's only it's $30 extra.
Ooh.
Yep.
Wow, man. Why do I have to get the book?
Well, because it'll help you beat the game quicker. If you just read through the book, it's just like 200 pages, has a lot of pictures, and it'll help you beat the game, you know?
I'm not going to need it.
Well, it's not up to you. I've added it onto your account, and instead of paying the 60 or whatever the game costs, you're going to have to pay 90, because the book's included now.
And when did they add that on there?
I just did, just now, like a minute ago. I just wanted to call and let you know.
Oh, man, I'm not going to be able to do that then. I'm not going to be able to reserve that game because I'm not going to pay $90 for that.
Well, you're only paying $60 for the game. It's $30 for the book.
Yeah, but I don't want the book. That's what I'm saying. What? I like figuring out stuff on my own.
Don't you know how to read? Is that the problem?
Say what?
Is that the problem? You don't know how to read?
Yeah, I do know how to read, but I don't need the book.
The words aren't that big in this book, and there's lots of pictures, so it should be fine.
Okay. I guess I'll come down tomorrow, and I just take my reserve off Mortal Kombat.
No, you can't.
I don't need it.
All reserves final. Like, you can't just take it off. And if you don't stop with the attitude, I'm going to add another walkthrough guide for like Legend of Zelda for the Wii U or something.
Man, you crazy as fuck, man.
Yeah,
okay, man, whatever you do, man.
That'll be another $30. So, okay, and that looks like we're up to $120 now. minus your $5.35.
Okay.
Yep. That's what's going to happen. You have to pay $120 now.
Okay. All right.
When are you going to come in?
I'm just not going to pay out the game. I'll come and take my $5 off.
No, I'm not giving it back to you. I'm gonna put a note in here that says you cannot have it back. We'll give you the 35 cents back, but the $5 is ours forever.
All right, man.
And also, when you come in, I'm going to kick you in the balls.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well.
Yep, you're getting kicked in the balls, and you're paying $120.
Okay, then.
Or, you know, $115. $114.65, that's what it is. That's what's left.
Oh, okay, then.
Yep. Also, do you want to get our protection plan for the game in case you break it?
I don't need no protection plan for it.
Do you want a protection plan for the two walkthrough guides that I'm adding on?
No, I'm not going to need that. You're going to be the one that needs the protection plan.
Oh, is that a threat?
<For real>? Yeah, no, that's a promise.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. It's only like $10 for the protection plan.
Is this a prank call or something?
No. Why? No, come on. I'm old. I don't make prank calls. I'm a Christian. I'm old and a Christian.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, then. So you're a Christian that threatens people?
Prank calls are for kids. No, that's just store policy. We're going to kick you in the balls when you come in.
Okay, then. That'll be cool.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks. Right, thanks for being so nice and not getting angry and stuff.
Right.
I definitely didn't want that to happen.
Okay, man.
All right. Enjoy your weed.
I don't smoke weed.
Yeah, right. I can tell you're high right now.
No, I'm not high. I'm tripping off you.
You're a big stoner.
Really?
Yep, you're a stoner, and you're not a Christian.
I'm a drunk.
Oh, are you drunk right now?
Yeah, I'm a drunk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're a stoner and a drunk and a Satanist.
Really?
Yep. Hail Satan.
All right. Who is this for real, man?
This is Bob from the store.
Bob.
Yep. All right, I'm bored talking to you. Bye.
Okay. So what?
I'm bored talking to you, so goodbye.
Yeah. All right, man.
Oh, this sucks. I am never doing GameStop again, because, yeah, this just doesn't work.
Hello?
Hello, Jacob?
Yes?
Hey, it's Bob from the GameStop store.
Yeah.
I'm just calling about your pre-order for Battlefield.
Yes, sir.
I just needed to let you know that we're gonna we're also gonna include a walkthrough guide with the game when you pick it up. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, sir. I hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's gonna be an extra $35 in addition to the price of the game.
Why is that?
Well, because it's an expensive book. It's really thick. It's like glossy photos and everything, and it's a really nice companion to the game.
No, you ain't gotta do that.
Oh no, it's already
paid off.
Oh no, not anymore. You don't. I know you already paid $50 on it, but now you owe an extra $35 plus the rest of the price of the game.
Well, that sucks, but okay.
Yeah, yep. It sucks, but what else can you do? You've already paid. It's not like you can get a refund.
Who added that $35 onto it?
Oh, I did. I did personally. Also, you ordered it for the PS4. And I've switched it, so you're not going to get the PS4 version anymore. You're going to get the Wii U.
I don't want the Wii U. I want the PlayStation 4. I have a PlayStation 4.
Well, you're getting the Wii U because we ran out of the PlayStation 4's copies already. It's a really popular game, so you have the Wii U, right?
No, I don't care what you say. I have the PlayStation 4. I ordered it for PlayStation 4. That's what I'm getting regardless.
No. I changed it in here. In your account, I changed it to the Wii U, so that's what you're getting.
Well, you better get back in your account and change it back, or I'm going to be reporting you.
Well, who are you going to report me to? Oh, no. Finally, someone gets angry. Jeez.
Please leave your message for...
Jacob.
Oh, man. Come on, Jacob. Answer your phone.
Please leave your message for...
Jacob.
What a jerk.
Please leave your message for...
I don't know what happened. I think he threw his phone against the wall, and the battery fell out. That's probably what happened.
And he said, that...
Oh, no, he picked up. Oh, come on.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hey, Jacob. Nice try, retard.
Come again?
Yeah, you're not fooling me, idiot. Damn you gamers! I'm never pranking gamers again. They're outsmarting me with their fake accents. And their Paris talk.
Please leave your message for 80.
And he's not answering either, so... Damn it! I'm seriously never doing GameStop again, I don't think, because... For one thing, it was really hard to get the numbers. The employees do not know how to look them up that easily. Kind of reminds me of Blockbuster Video. But I do have a list here. Originally it was about 10 people long. Now there's just a few left. There were a few numbers that were disconnected, and most of them didn't answer. But I'll hold on to these, call them later. Maybe I'll get through to them eventually. But holy crap, that sucked. What a disappointing first 15 minutes of the Snowplow Show. I apologize. You should just tune out right now. It's not going to get any better. Next, I'm going to play a short 30-minute clip of mine and Carlito's show from last night. And by last night, I mean Wednesday night. I'm actually finishing up the show on Thursday morning, but we're going to pretend this is the Wednesday show because all the calls were made on Wednesday. Originally, the show was about an hour and 30 minutes, maybe, something like that, but I edited a bunch off of it. Just, you know, lots of ringing, calls that didn't work out. If you want to hear the entire show without any editing at all, you can go to Mixlr.com/prankcallnation/showreel. And I believe the show was titled something like RBCP Flips All of Carlito's Switches. Maybe something like that. But here's the show. Enjoy.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from the haircut place. Is Isaac there? Isaac got a haircut?
Yes, hello? He did.
All right. Who's Isaac? Is he your son?
Yes.
How old is the son?
He's 8.
Maybe that's why we got the complaint then, you know?
We
got a complaint that he was moving around too much in the chair, that he was breaking wind inside the chair, and he was kicking his legs back and forth a lot.
This is so a prank. Thanks, though.
Mm-mm. No, it's not. Please. Labia? Oh.
So, like, I just got numbers earlier, like a couple hours ago, for GameStop. And
yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. Like, either they said it was a prank, or they were fine with it. They just, like, thought it was hilarious, what I was saying to them. So, that lady, what I'm saying is she's probably a GameStop customer.
Probably. Stay away from them.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do them anymore, because it sucked tonight.
Hello?
Yeah, is that Frank?
Yes.
Frank, I never turned you. I'm calling from the haircut place. You got your haircut?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got a haircut.
Okay.
I work at the place you got a haircut. I'm the manager here for the region, the regional manager. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Great clips. And there was a complaint. Did you want to tell me what it is you took and you know, we can just get it back and not have to get into that, you know?
Wait, say what?
You took scissors and the clippers from your stylist and kept them when she wasn't looking?
I did what?
You took the scissors, a pair of scissors, and clippers, hair clippers, from your stylist when she wasn't looking on your way out to go pay.
No, I did not.
Well, we have you on camera, sir. And we know it was you, Frank. We have you by your phone number, the phone number you checked in with.
Okay.
Okay, so I need you to come back here, or I'm going to charge your card on file that we have here, because that belongs to the, it's not ours, it's actually the stylist stuff, you know?
I need to go to Great Clips.
I'm sorry?
The manager's calling me saying that I took a pair of scissors and clippers. Yeah, I'll go back right now.
Yeah, you better get here really fast, because I want to go home. I got a lot of shit I got to do today, okay?
Okay, I'll be out of there in a minute.
All right, hurry up, boy. We'll see you later. Bye. Thank you, everybody. Go away. Did you go yet? Are you on your way?
He's not even coming.
Who is it?
He's obviously lying. He's not even. He's not coming here. He knows we caught him.
This is the district treasurer.
And I'm his supervisor.
Yeah.
Who is this?
I think we just told you that, didn't we?
I'm Eddie Cross. I'm the district treasurer. And that's my supervisor, Roy.
Yep. Roy Dabalina.
Roy Wah.
And no. You guys are both at the store right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We drove all the way out here.
Yeah, you're lying to me, because that, no.
What do you mean?
There was a big fracas here and everything, because she accused the coworkers, and they had a fight. They pulled scissors on each other. They were, like, trying to fight each other with them, the scissors, and it got broken up. And then we reviewed the camera, and we saw it was a customer, that took them.
And we had to fire one of the employees, thanks to you, because she punched the other girl in the face. So, way to go.
Okay, I don't believe you at all, because I'm over here trying to get some food now, and I just left it like 5 minutes ago, so I don't believe you at all.
Where are you getting food from?
I'm getting Chili's.
Are you eating in, or are you doing takeout?
Are you fucking with me or not?
Are you poor and you only get appetizers? Is that why you stole?
Do you just sit in there and drink the free water and then leave?
Are you bartering what the clippers for what you're eating?
Who is this?
Are you fat? You shouldn't be eating at Chili's if you're fat. You fat.
Who is this?
You fat motherfucker. We've already told you who we are. My name is Roy Dabalina Wah.
Oh, no, it's Roy Dabalina?
Well, that's what I said before, but then this idiot corrected me because he doesn't know I got married. Sorry, I shouldn't have called you an idiot, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So you think it's okay to steal from places you shop at?
You're there right now.
What?
I said you're over there right now.
Yeah, we've already told you that. We've already told you our names.
Why don't you come over here? Just come by.
If you come over here, I'm gonna kick him in the balls. Is that okay, Eddie?
I'll let you. Ted, why don't you take a shit?
Sorry, Eddie's using the facilities, sir.
Yeah.
So, Frank.
Okay, one, I don't believe this because it's an 801 number.
Frank, can you bring the scissors with you? If you're coming over, can you bring
this? I didn't steal anything.
You know you stole them. It's on the camera. The camera doesn't lie, you fucking idiot.
Oh, the camera doesn't lie.
See, Eddie agrees.
Yep. It's digital, sir. Digital. Doesn't lie. Hey, bro, can you close the door, sir? I'm trying to take a shit here.
Hold on, I gotta close the door. Alright. Frank.
What?
I didn't really close the door. But he can't tell because he's in the stall.
Can hear you from here.
Shit. Okay, Frank, I'm hanging up. I'm really bored with you, and I don't believe you're coming over. So enjoy your scissors. Enjoy knowing that you got a poor girl fired tonight.
Enjoy your scissoring.
No, scissor fuck you, because I'm on my way over there right now.
No, fuck you. You're not allowed in here. We're kicking you out of the store permanently. We're putting you in the computer.
You can't leave Chili's without paying, you fool.
We're going to hang your picture up. He wasn't even at Chili's. He's such a fucking liar.
He's in a Chili's dumpster, probably. Slob.
Frank?
What?
Why don't you hang up the fucking phone?
I think he's a dumpster diver.
No, you need to tell me who the hell this is.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, we've told you.
It's this again.
I don't
okay.
Believe this shit.
Whatever.
Remember that one time we told you who we were? Like about a dozen times tonight?
Yeah.
So why are you asking?
No, you need to tell me the truth.
Because you're stupid?
What do you mean, no? No.
All right, Frank, I'll come clean with you. The girl that cut your hair, I'm her boyfriend, and she was kind of pissed that you didn't tip her, and she asked me to give you a hard time. But it's all in good
fun.
She
what?
She asked me to give you a hard time because you didn't tip. But it's all in good fun. You know, we were just playing around, so it's nothing to worry about. We'll let you go.
I'm really the supervisor, though, here.
See, that's a lie.
What's a lie?
That I didn't tip her.
No, I mean you didn't tip good.
What did I tip her?
Yeah. You don't have to try and convince me that you tipped good, okay, Frank? I'll let
she
you go,
to,
though.
She has to tip me out first, and then has to tip the husband out, and then she gets, you know.
You know, they have so to split those tips with everyone, with each other, yeah. So.
So she was left with, like, pennies.
You're pretty much just a fucking cheapskate, Frank. But anyway, bye. Bye, Frank. Say goodbye.
Bye, Frank. Never turned you.
All right. I just hung up. He wouldn't go. He wouldn't leave.
Hmm.
He's like a house guest that doesn't know when to leave.
It's like, no, tell me who this is.
Tell me who you are again.
Did you get Nunu's idea yet?
What's that?
That we sold hair to black people and they got head lice and it's their fault. What the fuck?
Wait, what's what?
Why would Grey Close be selling the hair to black people? Hey, you got some good hair. It's like Borat and shit.
Well, I think it's got to be done. I don't even see that. He wrote that in the chat room?
He said that to me in a PM. I don't know if he sent it to you.
Hello, Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a small problem with your hair. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from the haircut place, the Great Clips.
Yeah.
And you were in here earlier, right? I got the right person?
Yes, I was.
Okay, yeah. We collected your hair and... We were going to, you know, we collect it to sell to black people, and you have lice. It's not funny,
okay,
sir.
What was the problem with the hair?
You have lice. Your hair has lice in it.
I have lice?
Yes.
Okay, and so you're calling me to just tell me that?
Well, you know, it's a courtesy call to let you know, but also, the next time you come in, we're going to have to charge you an additional $5, because we can't sell your hair to black people if you have got lice.
Okay, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, it's not funny, so I'm glad you think it's funny, but it's really not funny, because basically you screwed us out of $5.
I mean,
if you can come back in and give us that $5, and maybe this time tip...
Oh, I tipped. I'm a pretty good tipper.
No, I mean, okay. I mean, a real tip, not a pretend tip, like as if you're a 12-year-old and you think it's nice that you give a dollar or whatever.
Yeah,
a real
I mean,
tip.
And next time I'll be more generous.
All right, thanks, motherfucker.
Hey.
Stupid motherfucker. Hope you die in a fire. Hope you get hit by a bus.
Fuck are you?
At least he thought it was funny. That's all that matters. I wish we knew if Frank was staying at Chili's, because I want to call Chili's.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? You can find it. It sounded like he was saying it was right there. same plaza.
Yeah, maybe he's waiting for his food.
Jesus. All the chilies.
When are you going to do a morning show and call bank people?
I really want to, but I want to do it when I get the paper. So maybe next Monday.
Well, Matt will be on Monday.
Well, he goes on later. To an automatic voice. I mean morning.
You know? Oh, okay. Before I wake up, so I won't get to hear it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look for chilies.
Chilies.
There's. Oh, wait, no. Here it is. Should we just mess with his order or something? He's probably gone by now.
He wasn't eating. Maybe because he was talking.
Chili's is kind of big, right? It's like a restaurant.
Yeah. Well, he said he had, I don't know, that 5 minutes ago. He hasn't gotten his order yet.
Oh, okay.
Or is about to. So maybe we can force him to change it to a salad.
You want to try or should I?
You try it. Just tell him he's unhealthy. We're family.
Hello, we need to change it. Sarah, can I help you?
Hello. There's someone I know that's in there right now. His name's Frank. He's picking up some food. Was it Frank Espinoza?
Frank Espinoza? Yeah. Is there anybody in to go picking up an order?
Yeah, I think so.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
He just came to pick up an order?
Yeah, do you know him?
No, he's not in here right now.
Do you have like a paging system? Maybe you could page him?
We don't have a paging system.
Ah, fucking shit.
Use the paging system you use when you have a queue outside. You know the one on for busy days, busy nights?
We just kind of yell up front. Could you
do that? That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Sure. Hold on.
All right. I think I made her think that she volunteered. Maybe we could get someone else on the phone if he doesn't pick up.
Yeah.
Like, hey, corporate office. Survey time. Hey, guess where I went today?
What?
Radio Shack.
Yay!
I
went there 2 days ago. I didn't find what I needed.
Ah, what were you looking for?
Internal network card.
Ah, internal, like a PC network card?
Yeah, like a PC network card. Yeah, you can't buy those at Best Buy or anything anymore. Anyway, what?
I almost purchased an 8 GB USB drive that was shaped like one of the characters from that retarded show, The Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
They had like all the characters, like full body USB drives. Just it was stupid.
Weird. How much?
It was only $2 or $3. I really wanted to get it because that's cheap, but
yeah.
They're gigantic. They're shaped like those people.
Sorry for the wait, this is Travis.
Hey Travis, we were just trying to get someone paged.
Frank Espinoza, what did he look like by chance?
Oh, probably Mexican.
Yeah, that's like half the restaurant.
Oh, racist much? Oh, well, actually, you know, I'm calling. I don't know if she told you, but I'm calling from the corporate office. We're just calling to do the survey, the customer survey. So if you have any customer, just the closest customer you can find, if you could just put them on the phone real quick and we'll do a quick survey with them and they'll get a coupon.
Okay, sure. Hold on real quick, please.
All right, thank you.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. This is Dave from the corporate office with Chili's.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hi. I don't know if he explained things to you. Did he tell you what the problem was?
Just that it was kind of like a survey.
Oh, a survey. Oh, I wouldn't call it a survey. No, like we've had complaints about you, like saying that you're you have really thin cheeks. And everyone can hear you chewing your food even over the music. And you're just kind of gross when you eat.
Okay.
And can you stop?
Can I stop?
Yeah, can you cut it out? Can you cut it the fuck out, please? This is a family restaurant.
I'm sorry?
You should be. I mean, I hate to be like this, but yes, you should be sorry. And,
who is
and,
this?
And furthermore, like, I'm watching you on the security camera right now, and that is the most hideous pants I've ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah, and
is this a joke?
Oh no, we would not joke about this, ma'am. I feel horrible saying these things to you. It's just, you know, when we have complaints, we have to take them seriously to make everyone else happy. Do you think maybe you could just get your food to go and just leave?
He's asking us to get our food to go.
Hello.
Hello. Did you find Frank?
Who?
Frank.
Who's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were the person looking for Frank.
No.
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office. Could I just speak to any random, the nearest customer for a survey?
This is a customer.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were the waitress again.
Well, you're a bitch. You're a real bitch. You've been a bitch before in this restaurant, and the computer scanned and captured you, and when you came in, your face recognition. You came up as, it says, the notes here says big bitch, and not to not serve you. It says you're on a to-go only.
You're not even supposed
That's
to be in
weird
the...
weird because we never come here.
Well, is there maybe a Good. Sister or someone that looks like you?
I doubt it.
Can you just
sure
leave?
You never went there with another man?
No.
Maybe without your husband? Wink, wink?
No.
Okay.
What's that other lady laughing about? Does she think it's funny that she's chewing and grossing everyone out?
Or postage
she's
meals.
Grossing everyone out.
Well, yeah, because she chewed. Like, are you family or are you a friend of hers?
Who are you?
Well, no, I just need to know, are you family or friend of that lady?
Who are you?
I'm from the corporate office with Chili's.
I'm sorry about that, Dad.
I just want to call her a bitch.
I wanted to tell her she's a bad friend for not telling her friend that she chews loud. Josh Woody says I ruined her evening, but I don't think I did. She was laughing.
I'm probably like, what the fuck is that?
They have something to bond together over now, her and her friend.
I got the weirdest phone call over at Chili's.
She's going to be telling everyone about that forever. Yeah, anyway, I didn't do anything wacky at Radio Shack. I should have, but I didn't. I didn't yell the password or anything. I suck. Sorry.
Could have, but...
Man. Yep.
I didn't either, if you didn't. Yeah, but seriously, you can't buy a network card anywhere. I went to a bunch of places.
Yeah, I wouldn't even... where would you get those? I haven't seen the... Like, yeah.
They're all, buy them online. They're but all, you can't get...
Yeah, because they're all built into the motherboards now. Like,
I just wanted it now, in that same day on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I didn't want to wait for shipping and all that. It was a Saturday, and...
What happened to yours? Did it just the motherboard one break?
It's been bad. Well, my hard drive crashed. I replaced the hard drive. I bought one of those. I couldn't wait because I needed the server back before the show the next day. So I replaced the hard drive and installed a new OS on the server. But I've had a bad network card. I think it just took a lightning strike once and it just kind of flaps. It comes off and on device manager. So I've been using a USB one that I've got. But I was figuring since I was going to get the server out of the kind of cage thing that it's in and open it up, I might as well try to replace that network card.
I have network cards. I should just mail you one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to have them all over. I threw them all away because then I have a new from now a fucking new one.
Yeah, I've got a stack of just random cards. Like I have one that hooks up to your cable TV, like coax.
Yeah. I mean, the USB one works fine. I'd rather have an internal one than be relying on a USB one that'll fail probably sooner.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's why.
Windows will just lose it.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I was just figuring if I was going to open it up, I might as well put it in there. But, oh, well, I just proceeded as I did. I can get one. They're like, what, probably a few bucks online. Probably
yeah,
like,
I wouldn't think any more than $5.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 with shipping.
Yep.
Okay, Swap Shop, right?
You got them?
We have 20-ish, 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Oh, these are all in the same area?
I'm sorry.
Yep.
But the person you called has a voice mailbox that has not been set up yet.
I will change... I'm going to change my caller ID to that first person.
Yeah. They're in the hills of Tennessee. It's funny.
So Swap Shop is just Tennessee only?
No, it's like in many small little AM stations and such. Like local ones. Local, but I'm just saying they broadcast to a small rural kind of area. They set aside an hour each day or once a week to people can call in and sell their shit.
Oh, cool. Have we ever tried to mob them?
You did once.
Don't even remember.
A long time ago. You don't remember that? The cat, where there was like the, or you still got the tickets? No. Oh, fucking shit. You don't remember that?
Well, I remember doing other AM stations, their own little shows, but I've never heard of Swap. I mean, I've done Swap Shop.
Yeah, I think pretty sure that was a swap shop because one person was selling tickets for something and you called and they were already gone. He told you they were gone and you said, oh, fucking shit.
Oh, no, you're just thinking of...
He kicked you right off.
Yeah, that was like 12 years ago. That was just a random... I don't know, maybe that is... They didn't say swap shop. They called it...
Sometimes they call it something else, I forget.
Yeah, it was called What's Your Bid?
Yeah, they'll give it a local spin name sometimes. It'll be like, you know...
Oh, okay.
They'll call it like radio... You know, radio garage sale or something like that.
I just figured that was a just, I don't know. I just thought that was something AM stations did on their own. I didn't know it was, you know, they were all connected. Thing.
Yeah, it's all over.
I used to, that What's Your Bid station, I used to harass What's Your Bid like back in the mid 80s. I have recordings of me messing with them and it's like completely unfunny, but.
You were young. It's fun. Fun shit.
I don't know if I've ever played those. Okay, I'm going to call Donkey.
Donkey. He said Donkey.
Randall Thor says they have one called Tell It and Sell It. That's so clever.
Hello.
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 Hello, I'm calling about your donkey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just, so it's 150, like, have you had any offers yet?
Not yet, I just put him on there yesterday.
Okay, all right.
He's gray and white spotted, and like I said, he's almost 2 years old. He's about 18 months.
Okay, so pretty good size then, I guess?
Yeah, at least 30 inches tall, top of his back.
Have you ever seen the movie Clerks 2?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, thank God, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't want you to see that, because I don't want you to know. But yeah, I just stop by in my car and pick it up?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
Will he fit in a it's not a compact car, but it's a Lincoln Town Car. It's got pretty large room in the back.
I don't know. I don't know if he would or not, to be honest with you. He's about, like I said, about waist high, maybe a little bit less.
Would you be able to deliver him to Eddie's Bar and Grill?
Where's that at?
Where are you?
Kingsport.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're in Kingsport. But, I mean, what part, though?
I'm up towards Bluffton.
I'm up toward Bluffton too.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah. We're actually, it's going to be for a kid's birthday party, and it's a tradition up in Canada. We're Canadians, and we're going to be slaughtering him in front of the children, and then eating him.
Okay. Well, you just give me a call when you're interested, and we'll see what we can do.
Well, I'm interested. Can you deliver him?
I'd have to see if I can get a trailer.
Have you ever had donkey meat before? Is it pretty? Does it taste good?
I have no idea.
Because we were told we can't do horses. Like it's illegal to do horses, I guess. So we're kind of skirting the law.
And I have no idea.
We're gonna eat donkey meat at the children's birthday party.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yep, you're not attached to him or anything, are you?
No.
Thank God. All right.
You don't care that we're going to eat the donkey? I'm sorry, Brad.
No, no, it's okay.
You don't care that we're going to eat the donkey? You're like, you sure, whatever? Seriously, I just don't understand that guy. It's like, yeah, do whatever. I don't care, motherfucker, donkey. Kill him, I don't care.
I want to ask him if we could torture it first.
Please leave your message for 423.
All right. Hey, what happened to you on that one? I thought you were going to take that one.
Oh, I don't know.
I stole, I know you guys did that last night. You said you're going to slaughter it and feed it to kids.
Yeah, that's what I started thinking. I was like, oh, shit.
That guy had a normal response. Last night, he's like,
I don't want you to eat my horse. I couldn't believe that conversation was even happening, man.
Someone in the chat room told me to ask him about Clerks too. You've seen that, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. So I put, I miss my donkey.
4-ton Goodman brand heat pump, 7 years old. Purchased new for $3,600. The auxiliary heater needs replacing, so it's broken. That's great.
Great. For $3,600.
No, he's asking $800 for the heat.
Oh, it's new. I gotcha.
You can leave a message anytime, or you can call after 7, and we'll talk.
That's now.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, you got a heat pump for sale?
I do.
All right. How much heat does that make?
How much heat?
Yeah, because I need a lot of heat.
You mean like the square footage of a house?
No, of heat. Of
what
the
are you talking about?
The heat itself that it produces. How does it come about in cubic heat?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is there a man, maybe, who we can ask and find out?
Well, it's been heating a split level home.
Yeah,
it's
but
like a 1,400 square foot home.
But that's not how much heat it's making. How much heating, you know, actual cubes of heat that come out of it that you can transport and save, move around. You don't know.
I don't know how you find that out.
This is the problem when women try to mess with machines and selling stuff, you know, like men
I'm
work.
I'm not trying to mess with machines. I just have a unit for sale.
You have a unit? You don't even know how to call it with the proper word for it. Are you married?
Well, what are you calling for, sir? If you don't want it, don't call me.
Why are you getting married? Why are you getting rid of it? Are you getting divorced or something? Or did you?
It is none of your business.
Oh, come on. Tell me.
Are you menstruating, maybe?
Fuck, are you postmenopausal? Well, I can't get out of here. The people here are like so fucking funny.
I'm interested in a converter box for receiving signals from antenna. My number is... I thought he wanted an illegal converter of some sort, but...
Oh.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about your ad about the converter box.
Our ad about the converter box?
Yeah, you're looking for a converter box?
Oh, you hold on just a minute.
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling. You said, I read your ad, it says you're interested in a converter box?
Yes, I am.
All right, can you speak up and talk like a man so I can hear you, sir?
You know, sir, usually I talk loud.
Okay.
And people accuse me for being too loud, and that's why I've been trying to lower my voice.
Oh.
I am a man.
Don't listen to those people.
Don't worry about what I say.
Okay. Well, I just need to be able to hear you, you know?
Well, you insulted me.
No, I didn't.
I'm not a faggot.
I'm just saying put your teeth in and talk like a man.
Why do you insult somebody you had never seen before?
Okay, listen, just forget about all that. I got a converter box here I think you'll like.
How much is it?
It's going to be $450. But it gets you all of the cable channels for free, all the movie channels.
Well, you don't want something that way. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, motherfucker. God damn that shit. Fuck.
Damn. I lost my shit over here to listen to that guy. I'm a man. You disrespected me.
Don't tell me how to talk.
Hello?
Hey, could I talk to that guy with that talks like a lady that has no teeth again, please? Ma'am? Do you keep numbers when they're really awesome like this?
Yeah, I do.
I never do that.
Your call has been forwarded.
Shake was saying we should do like a spring cleaning marathon where we call all of the best numbers that we've saved.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'd never save anything. Like, I rarely... I have the taco, food stamp taco lady. That's all I've saved in the past year.
Save?
Huh?
Yeah, I don't save that many. I should do more, but if it was a really good call, like that one last one, if that was mine, I would have saved it, yeah.
Yeah, I should save more. I come across some really crazy people sometimes.
What I'm doing now is I put them all in Notepad++, and I mark them each with one dot if... they called and didn't answer, or it was a shitty call, and two, if it was a good call, three, if it was like a really, really good call. Yeah, so then I can go back. I don't have timestamps, though.
Ah.
Yeah. It takes too long.
This guy is looking for work and odd jobs and any seasonal outdoor jobs and tree work and cut firewood.
He's Mexican.
And haul offs, anything you may need. He offers a senior/military discount.
Pills have taken effect, but yeah, put them on.
Okay.
Just be careful with me. I'd say something.
It's okay. You can threaten... It's okay if you're on pills to threaten lives and rape and just be a complete hillock. That's fine.
A complete hillock.
You can
instead of a pillock.
Hillock all your calls. It's fine. I understand.
Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm calling for that thing that you advertised. Oh, shit. Jesus. You would place an ad on a swap shop?
Yes, but I just wanted a digital antenna outside.
Oh, yeah,
I appreciate you doing that.
I have one of the big ones, and I'll put it up for you and everything up your ass. Hello?
Who did make a shot at me on the most time?
No, in the name of Satan, in the name of Satan, I fight you.
Satan
commands you to come to
Satan.
Satan.
Oh, shit.
You're too late.
Speaking in tongues, Adam.
Holy shit.
He just flipped, like, immediately when it's a fucking tongue.
Is that the first time that's happened? Like... Wait.
Yeah, I've never had anyone go off on tongues in me like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that like an abuse of the religion, you know, using tongues to just get back at someone?
You're not supposed to do that. Yeah.
I just would assume.
That's taking it voodoo level and stuff. That's not
right. The guy's not a true Christian like we are. IC says I'm correct. That's like some guy you and Dwight reached last night. I felt like he was putting a hex on you. Oh, it was the Indian guy, because he kept talking in a really calm voice and just saying things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty
Same
sure.
Same shit we hadn't heard before.
I'm pretty sure you both got hexes put on you, so.
Yeah, Indian hex doesn't work over here. It doesn't work outside of the subcontinent of India.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that. What about Indian reservations? What if you're on one of those? What if you're at a casino?
Well, if you get a Native American hex, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially at the casino. You'll never win at a casino again, for sure. That's a given.
Yeah. As opposed to usual, where you usually just rake in the cash.
Yeah. A few people in there win a little bit here and there.
I didn't mean to call that guy back, by the way. That was the converter box guy.
Oh, that was him? Oh, yeah. I thought it was a new guy. I was like, damn, he went into that real quick. Shut up about that
guy brought back childhood memories of people speaking in tongues at church.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so... Oh, wait, no, I skipped one again. This guy is looking for work, odd jobs, tree work, haul-offs.
Did your church as a kid, did they ever have people passing out under the Holy Spirit?
No, I don't think so.
My church, they did. They just, you know, people just straight up pass out for like 5 minutes. And then wake back up.
We had people, like, you know, they would like dance in the aisles and stuff. And we've had them do like the healing stuff a few times.
Yeah.
And it supposedly worked. I wasn't standing there, but like, I remember this one lady, like her hands were all fucked up and the swelling went down immediately. And
damn.
But yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
The pastor probably paid her to do that. They always did tongues, though. I used to almost pass out in church because I was so bored there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's busy.
Yeah.
They're busy anyway. We can't call them. You know what I miss? I miss being able to call up the operator and having them emergency interrupt someone's line when they're on the phone.
Oh, man, it's been so long.
You can't do that. I don't think that's possible anymore.
Probably not.
I don't think that's... Yeah, that's not even something that's offered.
I think that was a copper-only solution. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of those old copper lines.
But can you even do it to copper lines anymore?
I remember they used to charge you out the ass to do that, too.
Yeah, I remember I did it from a payphone to that DJ guy that I used to harass in Florida. And I paid with my fake quarters. it was like 15 or 20 bucks. And like she was so annoyed with me. Like, yeah, I got $20 in quarters here. Let's go.
Wow.
And it,
I was just a little too young for that bed boxing stuff, man.
Yeah. I came in right at kind of the end of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm Marty McFly from Hill Valley, California. After a long day of running all over town, making out with my mom, and trying to get the sports almanac back from Biff, I like to sit back with a cold glass of Pepsi Perfect and listen to prank phone calls on Cacti Radio.
Marty, you've got to come back with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Doc, again? I'm a kid, for Christ's sakes! Can't you endanger the life of someone your own age for a change? Why the hell is Goldie Wilson here with you? What did she do this time, Doc?
I know this isn't Cacti Radio anymore, but I was looking for a drop to throw in there, and I saw that one, and I just had to use it. I really should get that remade for Prank Call Nation. Either that, or I should just start up Cacti Radio again. You know, fuck those PCN people. Start my own network with beer and hookers. Anyway, that was more or less the show with me and Carlito. That was a lot of fun last night. Even all the parts that I edited out, those were a lot of fun too. And after that show, Neon did her show, Neon Nights. And I got on there with Neon, and I think, I don't know, I did at least an hour with her. There's some more calls in there by me and her and the other people that were on the show with us. That's why I didn't get this show edited last night and put up, because of Neon. Fucking Neon. Everything's her fault. Her show is also probably in the Mixlr showreel for now, but I'm sure soon it will move out of the showreel and onto the podcast feed. But I'll put a link to it anyway in the show notes if you want to listen to it. But if that link is broken by the time you listen to this, just look for the March 4th, 2015 show of Neon Nights. And you can hear us do calls to pizza places and very irritable UK people and a bunch of other stuff. Let's play a voicemail or two or three or 12.
Holy shit, Brad. That message, wow. Reminds me of old times. It's Murdoch, and
holy fucking shit, it's Murdoch. I didn't even know he listened to the show, but apparently he's responding to yesterday's horrible comments I made about him, or I mean last week's, or whenever that show happened.
Through County Kid, that apparently someone on your show left a voicemail asking where I got off to, and I just figured I had to call in through my telephone and explain myself. So,
you should.
I guess, well, I stopped kind of hanging out at the PLA forums, what, right around 2010 or something?
Listen to him just rambling on and on and on like an old man.
You know, and then Facebook happened, and everybody started using their real name, and I, you know, turned 28, and apparently I grew up and gave up on prank calls, but that's not true. That's not true, Brad. In my heart of hearts, I want to make prank calls, and I want to annoy, and I want to use this power.
Who doesn't?
I want to use this power like Jesus.
Oh, shit. Like Murdoch's high again.
West and Jay-Z, like a mixture of all nine.
Of course.
Then set it on fire, and that's what I want.
That makes complete sense to me, Murdoch.
I've been working far too much, been being paid far too little. And that's basically what's gone on, is just the downward slide into adulthood.
Just stop working.
And I assure you, I'm just as hardcore as I used to be. Like, when I used to scream at Brad on his voicemail saying what happened to the days when you would just fucking sit around in the Portland fucking airport writing fucking text files all day. I miss those days. Why don't you do that, Brad? Why don't you go back to fucking Portland, break out your fucking laptop, and write some more fucking PLA text files.
Break out my 486 SX, right? I actually remember you leaving a voicemail like that on the old PLA radio show. Murdoch left a voicemail for me yelling at me about not hanging out at the Portland airport anymore, doing wacky things. And I have something to tell you, Murdoch. Maybe 2 or 3 or 4 months ago, I hung out at the Portland airport all day, not flying anywhere. Just hung out there all day and did a bunch of shit. Brought my laptop, brought my notebook, got a lot of shit done. So that still happens from time to time, I guess.
Really what we all want. Some new PLA text files. You want to hear about Murdoch. You want to know about PLA text. Where the fuck are they, Brad? Where's the new fucking PLA?
Eh.
And what about Tron? It's just a long string of conversations. Anyhow, that's what's happened to me. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at NotMurdoch with a zero. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, make it easy for people to find you on Twitter by mixing up letters and numbers. That's always a good idea. Which O in that Twitter name is the zero? I'm so confused, Murdoch. I don't know how to get to your Twitter. Which O is it? I have to try out all these different combinations. I should change the Phone Losers of America Twitter account. Instead of just having twitter.com/phonelosers, I should have twitter.com/phonelosers with a zero. But which O would I turn into a zero? Would it be the one in phone, or would it be the one in losers? I'll have to think that over and come up with the best Twitter username ever. Maybe I'll put some hyphens in it. Is that possible with Twitter? I think I should have a hyphen in between every word, maybe two hyphens. But there you go, person who asked about Murdoch and where he was. There's your answer. Next thing you know, we're going to get a voicemail from Evil Cal. He'll tell us what he's up to.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria. Who do you want revenge on this time? Let's find out.
I've had this really weird idea. You say that you get those gym customers, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you're in a predicament where the wife or person answers. You should say, okay, so let's say the wife answers. You'll say, okay, so where's your husband? And they're like, oh, well, he's at the gym. You should say in that moment, okay, wait, so you're not the girl that he's having sex with right now in the showers? And
she'll be like,
wait, what?
That's
and so basically
terrible.
Just position it like he's having an affair and they start banging in like one of the shower rooms and then the wife goes fucking berserk. Say you have it on video camera. Or you could just say that he took like a massive shit on one of like the elliptical machines and
well, that's believable.
You guys that they're now in charge of having to pay for like the machines. Oh, my cat's crying. I'm moving to North Carolina right now. Woo!
Woohoo!
And it's pretty cool.
That's exciting.
I'm excited. Have fun. Bye.
Yeah, great idea, Gloria. Let's cause some people to get divorced over a prank call. That'll be hilarious. Actually, that would be kind of funny. And maybe next time I get some gym customers, I will try to do that one. We'll see where it goes. But I know I'm going to feel really bad if I actually do that and she gets pissed, hangs up the phone, and then I never am able to reach her again because she's too busy throwing all of her husband's shit out the upstairs window down into the yard, changing the locks on the doors before he gets back from the gym, sending a process server to the gym to serve him with divorce papers. I don't know. It could be a funny joke as long as we were able to ensure her that it was just a joke. But even if we do that, we're able to tell her it's a joke, you know, for like a 30 seconds to a minute. She's sitting there completely convinced that her husband is banging some girl at the gym, and that could change her outlook on the entire marriage. In the end, they might get divorced anyway. I think I'm overthinking this. I don't know. I'm like, why do I care? Let's just cause some divorces. It'll be hilarious. I should stop caring about things. It's just like Gloria. I need to be more like Gloria. Sorry, ma'am. Your dog died today at the Petco. Oops, my fault. I was wrestling with him and put him in a chokehold. Next thing you know, he's not breathing.
Hey, Brad. I bought one of your shirts.
God damn it. Speak up.
I'm a spreadshirt. And I wanted you to ask Carlito to make some Madhouse Live t-shirts. I want a big t-shirt with Carlito's face on it. Maybe get that picture of him when he went on YouTube and took his shirt off. Yeah, tell him to make a shirt like that. Bye, Brad.
What a great idea. Like, how about a shirt that's just a big, naked Carlito torso? You know, like those hilarious shirts that has the girl in the bikini and the boobs and all that? It'll just be Carlito, though, with no bikini on. I will definitely suggest this to Carlito, but you reminded me of something that I created a while back and completely forgot about immediately after creating it. But I set up a Spreadshirt t-shirt store for Prank Call Nation, and you can buy a Prank Call Nation t-shirt at prankcallnation.spreadshirt.com. Right now there's just one shirt, it's just the eagle logo for Prank Call Nation, and we're selling it for zero profit. I think it costs like maybe $11 or $12 on there. If anyone wants to buy one, go do it. prankcallnation.spreadshirt.com. Get a t-shirt. And we definitely need some new designs in there. Maybe we can have shirts for all of the different shows on Prank Call Nation. If any of you other show hosts want to submit designs to me to put on t-shirts, I would definitely put those up for you. That reminds me too, I need some more designs for PLA. I'm completely out of stuff to put on stickers and t-shirts and anything else. So if anyone out there wants to make up a logo for the Snowplow Show or the Phone Losers of America or anything related to just some random prank call that you thought was hilarious from the Snowplow Show, you should do that. Send it to me at rbcp@phonelosers.org. I mainly just need new things to turn into stickers to give away to people for free for the, you know, the Patreon care packages. But occasionally, if something's awesome enough, I put it on the Phone Losers Spreadshirt store at phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. You can go on there to see what designs are available already and maybe give yourself some inspiration on something new to create. Like the new Z100.3 The Gerbil t-shirt, home of the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show. Was that three voicemails I just played? I think it was three voicemails. I think that's plenty for today. So the show is over. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to listen to the sequel of this show, which is Neon Nights from last night, the March 4th, 2015 episode. I've just linked it in the show notes, so you can click on it if you hurry, because it'll be taken down soon, I'm sure, and switched to the podcast feed. Don't forget to support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers and phonelosers.org/cactus. Because I don't have nearly enough money for cocaine as it is, and I really need your help. So thank you, everyone who supported the show, especially Chris Sharkey, who sponsored today's show. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Bye.
Goddess of light, goddess of dark, through horrible disfigurement and prison that sparked, and marked the chalk dry line, not to walk across a magical boat, to start a quest to retrieve, bereave the sacred treasures, rescue, relieve, restore peace to angels' land, a plan with a wingspan, a pegasus, the arrow of light, and a mirror shield, so give the playing field, and all will be healed.
I'm taking over the world with my magical monster army, got this goddess of light held up in captivity, darkness is my way, Icarus is my enemy, come see my snakes, they want to play. Sky Palace is mine. Try and stop me, one and only Medusa. Turn you to stone inevitably. Climbing from the underworld to rescue a bitch, please. Come see Icarus, like the sun on your wings.
Kid Icarus,
serious business.
Save a goddess,
fuck a princess.
Kid Icarus,
serious business.
More important than the goddamn internet.
Kid Icarus,
serious business.
Save a goddess,
fuck a princess.
Kid Icarus,
serious business.
More important than the goddamn internet.
Angel land man, and Medusa got banned to the underworld, Hades, straight to Satan's hands. She bit him in the face with a strand of her hair, and the goddess of light was thrown in despair. She don't care, she got the wings of Pegasus, flying in the air with the poison breast assist. My guess is the egg whiz got her pregnant, had a hideous half-snake, one-eyed eggplant. Jump into the world of an 8-bit king, let the sound take you back to everything. Little 2D OG from 87, licking off arrowheads, forging heaven, or maybe hell, who the fuck cares? He looks mighty cute, flying with the mighty underwears, with every egg plan, wizard taking their aim. Don't hate the player, hate the fucking game. Kid Icarus,
serious business.
Save a goddess,
fuck a princess.
Kid Icarus,
serious business.
More important than the goddamn internet.
Kid Icarus,
serious business.
Save a goddess,
fuck a princess.
Kid Icarus,
serious business.
More important than the goddamn internet.
Who the heck shot me on the bus? Huh? Mochita, no, 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 no